What's up, you fucking horny motherfuckers? I only state you horny motherfuckers because my DMs are flooding with dick pics and thirst messages and I love yous and all that fun stuff, if you would say. Oh, I am ready for this episode. I hope you are too. We have a few things to discuss. Now, the first thing I would like to discuss is myself. How am I doing? How am I feeling? I'm doing good. I'm feeling even better. I'm on a roll. Every time I dress up, every time I put makeup on, every time I post a picture, I'm just feeling myself. I am falling in love with myself over and over and over again each time I do this. Now, what's funny about that is that if you really know me, you know I live in a baggy t-shirt. I love wearing yoga shorts or baggy sweatpants. I hate wearing makeup, like absolutely hate it. I think I went like a whole year and a half without wearing any makeup and it felt wonderful. I was like, wow, I don't need to hide myself behind all this makeup. But yeah, I don't know. I guess for not doing it for so long and then actually like kind of getting back into, I guess, trying to look appealing or look cute or whatever you want to call it. I don't know. It's got like a whole new level to it. I just feel like this abundance of confidence just like radiating off of me and it feels fucking awesome. So I'm loving it. I'm like on this really, really high thought pattern and just, I don't even know. I can't even explain it. Like, all my thoughts have been positive. All the things I'm feeling for myself have been positive. I'm just feeling like I'm, like, radiating this energy that, like, wasn't there before. And, like, for some reason now it is. I do think it has partly to do with all the messages, all the dick pics, all the fucking I love yous. But also, I do play a part in how I feel. It's all in the fucking mind. It's all how you think about yourself is exactly what you're going to become. So, like, when I was in my little rut of, like, not wanting to, like, be the best I can be or, you know, whatever you call it, I don't know. I just felt like I had, like, all these negative thoughts. Like, I wasn't happy with situations I was in. I wasn't happy with like my circle around me, where I lived, nothing, my job, money, like I just wasn't fucking happy. I wasn't having it. And then I was like, okay, I need to get the fuck out of this rut. What am I gonna do? The fuck am I gonna do? I relocated states. I changed my hair 1,000 times. I had blonde hair, purple hair, orange hair, red hair, black hair, brown hair, just all the fucking colors in the fucking rainbow. I had it all. And I was like, I need to find myself. I need to figure out what it is that I love, what it is that I want to do. And in the process of working, getting acquainted to my new state, I was like, okay, I want to take my fucking clothes off for you people. I want to strip. I want to put on makeup. I want to wear lingerie. I want to look cute. I want to do all the hot girl shit, you know? And it doesn't have to be like an everyday thing. And some days I go without doing anything and I'm totally happy and content. But then there's those days I creep in and I'm like, yes, bitch. Fucking get it. You're feeling yourself. You're looking hot. Go look in the mirror. Go dance. Fucking twerk. Do what you gotta do. Because you know what? You are gonna make you happy. And once that just like clicked in my head, I was like, holy fuck, I am happy. I'm making myself happy, and I'm making lots of people happy, and I'm making their boners happy, and I hope I'm improving sex lives in some way. I'm hoping that there's either girls listening to this or watching my stuff or looking at my pictures and going along with it. And I hope that there's guys who are like taking my advice and working on their relationship with their women. I have no idea, but I hope in some way I'm helping people. If that means that you're jacking off to my photos, well, congratulations. Good for you. Anyways, here we go with the introduction. Hello, all you horny motherfuckers, all you bad, bad bitches out there. Welcome to the Naked Girl Talk with Allie Wright. That's me. I am wearing a maid lingerie outfit. I don't know. I was kind of feeling this one today. My nipples look good in it. My fucking ass is out. That fucking thong is way up there. I just look hot. I like it. I'm gonna go with it. Anyways, if you hear that, that's me rubbing my titties. Anyways, on to the first topic of business. The first thing I wanted to talk about was control in a relationship. You might be wondering why I'm bringing this up, why I want to talk about it. So, as most of you know, or you've heard, or whatever, I have a man. Yes, I do. And we've been together a very, very long time. Now, somewhere in that very, very long time, I decided that we needed to break up. Things happened, and I just felt like I needed to do this for me. I felt like I needed to let him go and explore his thing. So that's what I did. In a really fucked up way. I totally admit, like, I could have handled that better, done that better. But I did what I did. And in that process, you know, he went and fucked around with other girls. And I decided to try to date someone else. Things were peachy perfect, I guess. I was still madly in love with the guy I had been with for so long. But I just needed to like let him go. So I did. And in that process of me kind of dating someone new, things were good. And then I don't know why this happens, but maybe it's just the chase. But as soon as we like actually started dating, things changed. His demeanor changed about who I was. He didn't put in the effort. Became very, very controlling. Now, obviously, you guys see what I put out there. I've kind of always been this way. I would film yoga videos in my underwear. I would wear shirts without bras because free the fucking nipple. And honestly, I have perfect tits. Like, I just like my boobs, so I don't always want to wear a fucking bra. I would wear short shorts because A, I do yoga. B, I'm a runner. Like, I like wearing shorts. I don't care how far up my ass they're going. I'm not really focused on that part. I'm more about getting my workout in, and that's what I like to wear. And sometimes I like to go out with friends. I would like to go for a drink. I would like to go out, and, you know, I don't even like talking about it because it's so terrible, but it was just super controlling. The more in the relationship that we like got in, he would like tell me to cover up. He would tell me not to wear this. You can't hang out with that person. You can't do this. You shouldn't be this way. Blah, 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 blah. Just like the amount of control this person thought he had over me, really took a toll on me. Like, I was like, dude, you've known me for how long? You've been a boyfriend for how long? I've been my best friend to myself for 20 something years. I would do this with or without you. And it caused a lot of problems. I mean, like, a lot of problems. Like, I just totally began to resent him. I, like, did not want anything to do with him at some points. I was like, oh my god, I can't believe this is, like, the fucking person I'm, like, dating right now. Like, that is not me. And yeah, I just, every day that I, like, dated him, I was like, dude, I cannot be controlled by someone else. I am not someone that can be controlled. I don't want to be tamed. I want to be wild. I want to fucking take my shirt off. I want to go swimming naked. I want to wear shorts that go all the way up my ass. I want to do yoga in the nude. I want to do yoga with just a t-shirt and fucking underwear on. Because why the fuck not? I've been with my body for 20 something years and you've only known it for fucking how long? Yeah, that's what I was dealing with. And so when I'm looking and reflecting at my life now, I'm like, wow, I've come a long way. Like, if I had continued to date that person, you should see my face. Like, the cameras totally can see my face. But, like, if I had to date that person for, like, a very long time, to be honest, I would have, like, cheated on him, or I would have just done whatever the fuck I wanted to do until he broke up with me. But, I was just like, yeah, dude, you can't control me. And every time I said that, he would be like, oh, I'm not trying to control you. It's called respect and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you have no respect for me. I respected you enough to, like, kind of go along with what you say, but you had, like, no respect for me as, like, my entire being, who I am. And I was open and upfront about who I was since day one. I was like, dude, this is who I am. I like to have fun. I do whatever the fuck I want. Like, I've been doing whatever the fuck I want. Like, even when I was a teenager, I was a troubled fucking teenager. I caused so much shit for my family, like, for my parents. Like, if you see me, you think I'm, like, a nice, innocent, sweet little girl. Was I? Fuck no. I was, like, the devil child every parent dreads. Like, dude, I went through so much shit when I was a teenager. I caused so much problems. And I told him that. And, like, his little insult to me was like, no wonder your parents didn't care. No wonder you got away with everything. I'm like, it's not that I got away with everything. It's just I learned very early on, I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want. I'm super fucking independent. And honestly, nobody's gonna tell me what the fuck to do. And since that time period, because it feels so long ago, since that time period, I kind of just rolled with it. Like, I continuously just do what I want to do. Because I am my own person. You are your own person. You can do whatever the fuck you're gonna do. I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I'm gonna do. And that's just the way fucking life is. Why do people think that when you get into the relationship, all of a sudden you can, like, control the other person? You can, like, tell them what to do. You can tell them what to wear, who to hang out with. They can drink or not. They can smoke or not. I mean, like, this dude was seriously, like, he was insecure about himself and then tried to project that on me. Now, on my last episode, I said that I was, like, average, which, in my opinion, I do think I'm average. I don't think I'm above or below. I seriously think I'm just, like, horizontal line straight across, like, average. Now, I have peak moments. I have down moments. But overall, like, I'm average. And I was okay with that. I still had, like, this confidence that I was, like, oh, I'm content with myself. I'm happy with myself. And then this fucking insecurity from this fucking pretend man came along and tried to project that insecurity on me, and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. You need to like back the fuck up, because your insecurity is fucking trying to get through all my aura and all my energy and shit, and it's not working for me. I'm not feeling it. I'm not digging it. Like, get it the fuck away from me. And so, yeah, after like reflecting on like that past relationship, I don't know. I feel like I've come such a long way. Like, I wouldn't be able to do the things that I'm doing now. I don't even think I'd be able to talk about it right now because I was in it. But now that I'm not in it and I'm like feeling myself, and I don't know, the confidence is there. I feel good about it. Anyway, so me and that guy broke up. That wasn't like a question at all. Like, that was like bound to happen. Broke up. And then eventually I rekindled things with the man that I've always been in love with. And yes, like, I know I dated somebody else. I it was a shitty thing. Like, I don't know. I guess I just like replaced the man that I loved with another man, because I, to be honest, I don't like to be alone. I don't know. I don't like to be alone. I needed to fill a void because I was sad. I was super fucking sad. I was super depressed that like I gave up a relationship that I loved so much. But because of circumstances, I felt like I needed to. But I just felt super fucking lost, and I thought dating this person was gonna help me find myself, and it didn't. And yeah, so then I eventually rekindled things with the love of my life. I rekindled things with him, and to be honest, like, we talk about things that sometimes can be hurtful. You know, it is vulnerable. It's almost painstaking to have to like talk about some of those things, like that kind of relationship, or like that I was even in another relationship, because he wasn't. He was like fucking around. He was doing his thing. Like, and I'm not mad about that. Like, I broke up with him. But yeah, like, sometimes it can be a little hard talking about those things, but also like, it's super good for us, and it's healthy to get those things out on the table. And I personally think that it's helped our relationship a lot. I mean, that's why we decided to do this together, because, you know, we started from scratch. We came to like a mutual agreement, and yeah, we're trying something new. So things have been going good with him and I, and he encourages me to do these things, and it really does build my confidence. He hypes me up so much. He tells me I'm like the sexiest girl ever. He wants to see messages that other guys send to me. He wants to see all the thirst. And I think that like sends confidence in his direction to be able to see other men. I said that weird. To see other men like throw themselves at me, and then he's like, oh yeah, that's my girl. I mean, I don't know, I can't speak for him in that sense, but I figure that's why he wants to see the messages and whatnot. But yeah, he totally helped me build my confidence. He opened up this side of me that, I don't know, was like kept in the dark for like a really long time, and he appreciates that I like to do these things, that I am crazy, I have a wild side, and, you know, who wants a basic bitch? I'm just kidding. There's lots of basic bitches out there. Girl, you do you. Boy, you work with what you got if you got a basic bitch. But yeah, I do think that everybody should explore a little bit of a wild side. A concept that like, oh God, and there's nothing wrong with this, but like, this is totally not for me. The concept of not having sex before marriage totally blows my mind. I've had some bad sex in my life, and I'm not tooting my own horn, but I know it's not me. I've had some terrible sex in my life. And if I had to, like, I mean, sure, maybe the guy is really great. Maybe he's exactly what mom wants you to bring home. Maybe he even cooks and does the laundry for you. All really great qualities. But for me, sex is like a huge, huge thing in a relationship. If we do not have sexual chemistry, then I'm sorry. Go pack your bags, call a taxi, get the fuck out of my house, get out of my way. I mean, I remember as a teenager, I had like really terrible sex with some guy, and then he had the nerve to say to me, "Oh, I hope you don't think this means anything between us. Like, I just want you to know we're still friends." And I laughed and said, "Sounds great. I'm gonna go get food. Bye." And I totally just like crawled out his window. Because, you know, his parents were there and I couldn't walk out the front door. So I had to crawl out the window. But I definitely made sure to say, "Okay, sounds good. I'm hungry. I'm gonna go get food. I'll see you at school." And that was the encounter. And we didn't actually talk after that for like a really long time. I was super offended that he like thought so highly of himself after he basically gave me the worst lay of my life. So then I think let's fast forward to like maybe a year or something around that. I think it was about a year. Like a year later, give or take a few months, I don't know. Anyways, like a year later, he hit me up, like totally texted me out of the blue and was like, "Hey, how you doing? Like, missed your body, like this and that." And I was like cringing at the text messages, like, "Oh my God, first you insult me with your terrible sex, and then you insult me some more by telling me that I think that we're gonna date. And then you're gonna insult me for a third time and text me and tell me you miss me and my body? WTF." I'm pretty sure I texted that too, like WTF, and then told him how he said that. I like let him know. I was like, "Dude, this ain't flying with me, okay? Like, you seriously thought that we were like gonna be, or that I thought we were gonna be a thing? Fuck no." Yeah, so make a long story short, sex is important to me. And I know for a lot of people, sex is not the most important thing in a relationship, but for me, it is. And there's a few reasons why. But it's super important for me to have sexual chemistry with someone. If it's not there, I don't want it. If it is there, then great. Like me and my dude, we have great sexual chemistry. Our sex life has been amazing since day one. And you know, actually, my favorite sex with him is like when we're in the most heated arguments, like the ones where you're like breaking shit and someone's getting fucking yelled at and I'm crying, or like just like terrible, terrible argument and emotions are running wild. We're both yelling, and then all of a sudden, all this sexual tension builds. And then he does this thing, and he's like, "I don't know why, but I have a boner now." And I absolutely love that. And then we just have like really, really great sex. For most people, that might sound toxic, and I guess you could say it is. I just want to be very upfront. Your girl can be a little crazy, a little psycho, but like Alex Cooper says on Call Her Daddy, men love the crazy. We don't know why, but they love the crazy. And I think if I wanted to be crazy like all the time, I think he would still love me. And I'm not gonna lie, there are times where I'm like crazier than I should, sometimes for no reason. But like right now I've like mellowed out, and maybe that's because I've like found a new hobby or like I'm doing something, I don't know. But like I've mellowed out and I'm trying to be less crazy for him, because we're not in our teenage years anymore. We're not in our early 20s. Like, you know, we're growing together. We're older now, so it's time to be a little less crazy, or at least save it for like reasons that actually warrant some craziness. But I'm really trying to reel it in. I'm trying to be better, because I want to have a healthier relationship with him this time around. So yeah, our sex life is really great, and if we didn't have a great sex life, I don't think I'd be doing what I'm doing. I don't think I'd be talking about what I'm talking about. I don't think I'd be making videos. I don't think I'd be sending pictures. I don't think I'd be doing any of this if we didn't have a great sex life. Because he actually was the key to it all. He pushed me to be this really sex-crazed girl, I guess is what you would say. No, I don't know, maybe. But he just taught me to be a little bit wild, to not care so much, not make things such a big deal, stop being a worrywart, because I used to be a huge worrywart. I'm like, what? We're gonna have sex in public? I can't. What if we get caught? And it's like, yeah. And what if you don't get caught? Then it's fucking hot. You just had sex outside. Like one time we were on a beach, and the area it was in is a pretty busy area, but we were on the beach and there was this little lone tree. I don't know why, but it was like this tree at the bottom of the cliffside on the beach, on the sand. And him and I decided to climb up this tree. I mean, we could still see if people were walking by, but I don't think people could see us. We climbed into this tree and we literally fucked inside a tree, or on a tree, inside a tree. I don't know. It was like very weird, so it seemed like it was inside, I don't know, but it was, dude, we fucked on and in a tree. Like, who would have thought that, like, 8 years ago, I don't think I would have been doing that. That was like 4 years ago, but anytime before that, like, I don't think I'd be doing that. And then just recently, when I saw him, we like pulled over to the side of the road. This was stupid hot. Oh my god. I would like get all fucking horny and wet thinking about it. But like just last month when I saw him, we were driving and we were kind of near our house, and the street near our house, yes, there's not like a lot of drive-through traffic, but there's houses and there's enough people that drive by. That you could be a little paranoid, like, oh, I hope people don't see us. He just like pulls over and he's like, let me fuck you right here. And I was like, what? And he just gets out of the car, car is still on, just like pulls open my door. He's like, yeah, just keep watching out for me. And he like literally pulls the panties to the side. My legs are open. I have my left leg inside on the passenger seat, my right leg is outside the car door. He's bending down on his knees and he is just going to town on this pussy, eating it the fuck up. And I am trying my hardest to like keep my eyes open to like watch the road, but at the same time my eyes were like rolling in the back of my head like, oh my god, baby, yes. Just, like, keep licking that clit, like, right where you are. It was so fucking hot. I got so wet. And then all of a sudden, he takes his big fucking dick and just, like, sticks it right inside me and just starts fucking me. Like, if anybody drove by, dude, somebody would have seen, somebody would have called somebody, like, I don't know, it could have been a big deal. I mean, this was not in an area that you should be doing it, but we did it, and at first, like, the very first moment, he was like, yeah, let me come fuck you over here, that worrywart mentality, like, crept into my mind. I was like, oh my god, what if we get caught? But then I was just, like, telling myself, because I talk to myself a lot in my mind, I was like, shut the fuck up and just let him do what fucking daddy's gonna do. So, after he ate my pussy and stuck his big fat fucking cock right in there, I was like, okay, you can watch out for the cars now. I'm gonna close my eyes and enjoy every fucking bit of this. And we fucked right there on the fucking side of the road. And he fucking went ham. And right after, I mean, we were literally 2 minutes from the house. Like, we couldn't even wait to get back to the house. But, like, right after, I, like, saw him in a different light. I don't know if that was, like, me having an orgasm and then just, like, looking at this, like, God saint of a man that has, like, big ass dick like sitting right next to me, but I was looking at him like, oh my god, that was fucking hot, babe, like, holy shit, like, we should do that more often. Like, it just, there's something exciting about being that way, about like letting loose and not caring and just like, dude, just do the exciting stuff, just get the fuck out there, do the exciting stuff, put yourself out there. Don't give a fuck if people see you, because if they do, they're never going to see you again. In our case, we were down the street from our house, so our neighbors could have possibly seen us again, and they would have. So we're glad that they didn't, but also, like, if they did, fuck it, because it was, like, really, really fun. I had so much fun. But yeah, I think the sexual chemistry is super fucking important. Which brings me back to the original thing I was talking about, which is sex before marriage. I don't know how those girls do it. Maybe not even just girls or guys. I think I said girls because I am a girl. I don't know how people do it. I would feel really terrible marrying this, like, really, really great guy to find out that it's really, really terrible sex. And then, like, the other side of that is maybe you don't even know it's terrible sex because you had never had sex before. You don't know what you like. You don't even know what you want. And then you just only slept with this one person. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I feel like, I mean, people cheat for, like, a number of reasons, but I feel like that would be, like, a huge reason why people cheat, because maybe they waited for sex until marriage and then 20 years down the line, they're like, wait, I didn't get to try any other fucking ice cream that's out there. That's my metaphor. And yeah, maybe they want a different flavor. Maybe they don't like their flavor anymore. Maybe they found themselves to have a freaky side that they never knew about, but now all the fantasies that were like building up in their head, they're just like, oh my god, I want to try it, this and that. I don't know. I'm so glad I didn't wait for marriage to have sex. And on that note, yeah, I'm so glad I didn't do it. Oh, speaking of big fucking dicks that, like, my man has, this might be, like, a controversial thing. This might just be, like, a personal opinion. But I wanted to go over, does size matter? Does dick size matter? I'm gonna go out and just say it. To me, it does. I've had a wide range of dick sizes. My current dude, biggest dick I ever had. Fucking love that shit. We'll take it any day. Any fucking day. All day long. We go hours and I'd be good taking it. Does it matter? A lot of people say yes and a lot of people say no. It is a matter of personal opinion. And my personal opinion is that yes, it does matter. It matters to me. I've had experiences with smaller dicks and I don't know. They just, it doesn't hit right to me. It's like super hard to, like, it's super hard to ride. I like riding a dick and I can't really do that with smaller penises. And some people are like, it's not the size, it's the motion of the ocean or whatever they fucking say. And that may be true, but like, not for me. It's not the motion of the ocean. Like, you could have such great hip thrust movements and you might have wonderful fingers. Maybe your foreplay game is like on point. Maybe it's fucking fire. But I'm more concerned with the dick. I want to put it in my mouth. I want to fuck it. I want to sit on it. I want to do all the fun stuff with it. And if it's small, then you don't really get to have the same experience. I mean, like, literally, dick size is an experience. Each experience with a penis is different. So yes, the size itself is an experience. You, like, feel differently down there. You feel different sensations. Like, you hit different spots. Like, spots hit differently. And so yeah, for me, like, dick size is also important. I like guys with big dicks. I like my man. He's got a big dick and it works great for us. Works good for me. I'm not complaining whatsoever. There's nothing to complain about in that category. But it is something to consider when you go into a relationship. That's the other thing I can't, like, wrap my head around is people who, like, go into relationships without sleeping with the person first. I personally don't think I could just jump into a relationship without, like, having sex with you. I think I would need to have sex with you first. I need to see that sexual chemistry. I want to see your dick size. I want to see what your dick looks like. And, like, I would hope you would want to see me too. I would hope. I mean, I'm not saying, like, I want you to judge my body or anything, but, like, maybe that's where I'm getting at. I don't know. But, like, I would hope you would want to consider, like, okay, does this girl have what I'm looking for? Like, is her body type, like, the one that I like, or the kind of girl that I like? Or, like, you know, I would hope you would want to consider that also, and not just like, oh my god, they have a really great personality, and then, like, just date them. I probably sound really terrible. Personalities can go a long way. You can go so far with a great personality. I'm just saying these are things that are important to me because this is my podcast. And I don't know, I'm a super sexual being. I love having fun in the bedroom, outside of the bedroom. I can turn almost anything sexual. Like, I want to be appealing to my man. I don't ever want to be a bore. I don't want to be a fish in the sack. I'm far, far from being vanilla. And yeah, I think we should just put ourselves out there more. I am not trying to shit on any religions, but, you know, if you feel it in you, if you feel the urge of, like, having sex before marriage, but, like, you're not supposed to, or it's, like, frowned upon where you're from or whatever, if you, like, feel that urge inside of you, that's, like, your soul telling you to do something. That's your soul coming alive. Don't ignore that voice. Don't ignore that feeling within you. Take it to the fullest of what it can mean. It's not just something you're feeling. It's not just something you're thinking. It's actually your soul telling you, we need to do this. We got to do it. We got to put ourselves out there. We got to go try this. Like, it's something inside of you and it's, like, screaming to awaken. Because if you don't listen to it, like I said, I think that's when people, like, lean towards cheating. I think this is when people, like, don't really know what they want. Like, they can't figure it the fuck out. And honestly, like, it can eat at you and it's really terrible. So yeah, I just wanted to do a quick little episode, of all that stuff. I mean, yeah, it's a work night And I have to get up super early. I've been staying up late because you guys are awesome. My listeners, my followers. I'm trying to do a lot and I'm sacrificing sleep to do this. And so, yeah, I'm going to conclude the episode there. I hope all you fucking horny ass men and all you bad, bad bitches have such a good night. It's Wednesday. We're almost to Friday. And yeah, so this concludes this week's episode. This is Allie Wright with the Naked Girl Talk, and I will be keeping you guys updated when the next episode is for all the people who wrote in with questions, comments, or whatever the fuck they want to hear me talk about. Okay, so stay horny, stay sexy, go get your money, and remember to not give a fuck about what anybody else thinks. Okay? Good night, babies.